Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's my life I had to fight, nigga. Oh, it's my life, hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. But I'ma stop be looking at you from the face down. My Mac 11 needs a room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. Who your dog? Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, picking up the piece. You every day, my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Kiko. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Brooklyn Kid. Back to another broadcast for y'all on the Underrated Radio. It's April 4th, 2015, 11:04 p.m., the night before Easter, or Easter Eve, or the eve of Easter, I should say. So, you know, hope y'all doing good tonight. Hopefully, y'all week was prospering and pleasant. Hopefully your weekend is a very special weekend. But actually, I'm about to get with y'all on another video. No, not another video. Another song right now. So I'll be back. All right. Stay tuned, and we're gonna come back and have a little chat. All right.
Me can't tell you that the music business. Cause you know me, I'm the king to me. But anybody want to watch my business? That's how you're business. Remember this, I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Feel it tone with the artist a fight. If I could do it on the hospital, I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Feel it tone with the artist a fight. Them want suck me blood, mask it a bite. King of the dancehall from birth, me audience. From me dance, from me band, them know me can't tame. Badder than the wall of them, me no afraid for call name. Only afraid the man will shine the sun and fall rain. From 92 till now, me can't lame. Not turn on no fit it all when me not aim. No for them sell out because them want fame. End up crash and burn in a the fast lane. But I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Pretty tone with the artist a fight. If I could do it, who not ask me to lie. I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Pretty tone with the artist a fight. Them want suck me blood mask it a bite. Catalog a bit so day four me credible. Mash up any show like Ivan me terrible. Girls them sugar flow sweet like me edible. Where them a hype mouth, me already do. Almighty me praise me never yet devil. No matter how them cross angry and miserable. Them off it acknowledge me as the incredible. Last by myself, we not up on the same level. I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Feel the tone with the artist a fight. If I could do it on the hospital I. I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Feel the tone with the artist a fight. Them want suck me blood mask it a bite. King of the dance all from birth. From me dance, from me band, them know me can't tame. Badder than the wall of them, me no afraid for call name. Only afraid the man will shine the sun and fall rain. From 92 till now, me can't lame. No turn on no fit it all when me not aim. No for them sell out because them want fame. End up crash and burn in a the fast lane. But I'm still an always been. Them can't take my rating. Feel the tone with the artist a fight. If I could do it, on the hospital I.
All right, y'all, I'm back. I'm back. Sorry to go on a double music playing segment there. But, yeah, we're going to do a little discussion on current events, things that's going on, you know, this nation, around this world. Actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about the thing that the tragedy that took place over in Kenya, which I have not heard. I think it was about, let's see if I still have it, 147 people. I think they were girls, if I'm not mistaken. But 147 students were killed by Somali militants. Actually, those students were Christians, and what happened was apparently they lined up the Muslims from the Christians and killed off all of the Christians and whatnot. And I think only they shot at the Christians, and I believe only one survived. I think, again, I'm not going to discuss too much on this because I don't know the full story, but looking at the bigger picture, you know, it's just crazy how, I don't know. I mean, people, I don't know if I want to say they're crazy. I think this is beyond craziness. You know, there's really nothing else I can really say. But at the same time, you know, this is what the world's coming to, bro. This is what the world's coming to. I really can't expound on that too much and stuff. Another thing I want to talk about, those of you who live in New York City, actually, I think this might even hit national news, but yesterday night, or actually last night, was a incident, or much more like a fiasco, took place, man, at a casino, and this casino was just built up in about a couple of years ago. I think it was more than a couple of years ago, but it's actually on the border of Brooklyn and Queens, so between Brooklyn and Queens, and a lot of y'all, if y'all listening right now, and y'all know about this. I mean, y'all should know about this, actually, if y'all from New York. You know, if you're from, like, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan, you know, or maybe even, like, the tri-state area, like Westchester County or Dutchess County and stuff, or maybe even Jersey, because, you know, you have a lot of people from that area that visits that casino and stuff. So a lot of y'all may know what I'm talking about. Brawl that went down over there, and I believe it was three people that were arrested, or three guys were arrested. And I'm telling you, if you were to see that video, telling you, you wouldn't believe it. Like, seriously, chairs were like thrown at each other. Like, no, not at each other, but people were throwing chairs at one another. And these are not just little kitty chairs. I mean, these are some, like, I think they look like wooden chairs and stuff. Like, people were lifting up chairs and throwing half across the room. And I'm like, people were fighting. And you got security guards trying to break it up. You know, these security guards are not even armed. They're not armed at all. Like, and I think that's what's going to start happening. They're going to start training, you know, making a mandatory training for security guards to use, or making mandatory for security guards to use guns. You know, if you want to apply to be a security guard at the casino, you either have to do some form of training or gun training and stuff, or you have an armed license or something. You're qualified, or you should have some form of, I'm trying to say this better, you have to have some form of experience in using a gun and stuff, you know, and like, I don't know, like a police officer or something. Because, you know, some security guards, you have to be armed in certain environments, because, tell me, certain places don't play, man, for real. So, I forgot what the fight was. They say the fight was about, I think it has to be more than that. It can't be over. They say it was over. It was like a long line, right? The line was too long, and the workers probably might have been, you know, working too slow. And it was over a drink. I'm not even going to try to say what drink it is, because the word is hard to pronounce. So I'm not even going to try to say it. But it was over a drink. So I'm like, I don't know, man. This is just, and very unfortunate, but not surprising. It's a lot of our people there. Now, when I say our people, I should say my people, but ain't really my people per se. I don't know them, but in terms of people who look like me, you feel me? There were a lot of black people participating in that fiasco. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man. Gotta be our people. Of all people. But can you be surprised? Not really. But I mean, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. So that's just how it goes, unfortunately. But I felt that really the best way to defuse the situation, because security guards, like, they didn't defuse the situation any problem. I mean, they tried to, but it wasn't enough, because some of them were getting assaulted. You feel me? By the patrons. So to me, it don't make no sense that, you know, I felt the best way to do it was to shoot guns, like was to just start shooting fires up in the, you know, or on the ceiling. Let everybody run out. That's the best thing to do. But then again, you know, you might have a hard time finding the ones that provoke the situation. You feel me? You might have a hard time finding those and escalated that melee. You feel me? So, but I digress from that. Another thing in the news I want to talk about. If you know this actor by the name of, what's his name? Lawrence Fishburne. Now, Lawrence Fishburne played in, of course, some of y'all know Boys in the Hood, Matrix. You know, he's been an actor from the time he was like, I don't know, like 12 years old, I think. Actually, he was from 12, my bad. It's a known fact, so, yeah. But anyway, he's in the news because, or he's really like, he's in the current event news. And this is not something that's very big. This is more like a moral situation. You know, nothing lawful or nothing, but something more like a moral thing. And I've been thinking about it for a little while, and I still can't really come to a full conclusion, because I never been in the situation. I'm still going to give my opinion. Now, some of y'all already know that Lawrence Fishburne, excuse me, his mother just got it, or is on the verge of getting an apartment in L.A. She can't pay $1,500 because that's a rent. That's a monthly rent. She can't pay that rent with her retirement money. She's a retired, I believe it's a math teacher, junior high school math teacher. And I forgot what other subject, but she's retired. She can't use the money that she earns from the government and from her pension plan to keep a roof over her head. Can't happen. And she's on the verge of getting evicted. Now, she's been trying to contact her son, Lawrence Fishburne, trying to say, hey, man, can you help your moms out? You feel me? She can't get a hold of him. She hasn't been able to get a hold of him for, like, what, about a year? And, you know, they say it was the last time he really spoke to his mother was, I believe, when his father died. So I'm like, okay, you know, this is about a year, right? So when you talk to your mom in a year, your father died about a year ago. So your mom's on the verge of, you know, she's on the verge of eviction from her apartment. She's only about, 80 years old, and she has some medical issues. The thing is, they say, some people say, like, oh, of course, you know, you didn't have to say, oh, you're wrong for that, you know, for not helping out your moms in a time of need. And, of course, you know, you got those that said, yo, man, what if his mom wasn't a fit parent? You feel me? Just because she had a kid, just because she had him, don't make her a loving, you know, caring mother. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta lean toward that. I don't know the situation at the end of the day. Maybe we're all just speculating, but again, he hasn't spoken to over a year, she said. So maybe when his father passed, she said something about his pops that he didn't like. Maybe she said, hey, he ain't really a daddy. You know, I lied to him all these years, and boom, you know, I lied to you too. A lot of both of y'all all these years. So, yeah, he ain't really a daddy, so don't be crying over him. Maybe she said that. Maybe she insulted him in the other ways. Maybe, I don't know. She said, hey, I supported you financially during your acting career, which I'm sure that happened because, again, he was acting from the time he was a kid. So I'm sure she probably did, you know, financially invest in his acting career and whatnot. She's invested in him financially throughout his career. You know, she said, oh, you got Hollywood on me, and come on. I mean, ain't no telling why he ignored her. I mean, we're not really going to hear much about it because I don't think Lawrence Fisher is the type, because I don't know the dude, but I don't think he's the type to really talk about his family out in the open. Like, y'all know his daughter, Montana Fishburne. You know about, when was this? I think it's like 6 years ago. She went out there and went out in public and stated that she's going to be a porn star. And he got real tight, and he talked to her since. He's like, I ain't talking to you no more. I mean, you want to go out there and have sex for money? And, like, on public set, like, on a film set, like, you want to do that? I don't want to deal with you no more. Last I read, she in Texas, you know, stripping. I mean, I ain't knocking her. She do what she do. You know, you get it how you get it. You know, but that I let you know, because I remember I was watching this interview, like a short interview. They were interviewing Lawrence Fishburne, and what happened was they asked about his daughter, and he really wanted to keep it on the low. He didn't really want to talk about it. He didn't really want to put it out on Front Street. You feel me? Because that's just how he is. Most actors or most celebrities that are like in the limelight, they don't really want to put their business out there. And I don't blame them, because you already know so much about them as a person, in the sense where you know where they're from. You know where, you know what, I don't know what, when their birthday is. You already know that they married and got kids. You know, you might as well keep that family affairs, you know, keep it in the house. You know, you don't want to put it out, let everybody know, because that's part of the destruction of, you know, in the family home, is if you put it out there. Now I'm not saying that nobody should talk about their family. By all means, if you want to talk about your family, talk about your family. I just think sometimes, you know, not sometimes, but most, in certain cases, most celebrities wants to be very selective about what they share. Like, look at Harrison Ford, for instance. Harrison Ford is a very private dude. Like, you don't really hear about this dude too much. You only really hear about him in movies. You don't hear about him, you know, having no affairs. You don't hear about him, you know, losing money. Only thing you really heard about him was the fact that he got into a plane crash, I believe, about a month ago, maybe even longer than that. But he got into a plane crash recently. That's the only thing you really heard. You don't really hear too much personal things going on with Harrison Ford. And that's decent. You know, you don't want nobody to know your business. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't. But, you know, you look at people like Kim Kardashian. She's not really an actress, but she's in the limelight. But then again, she puts her business out there for, how should I say, she puts it out there for money. That's what she does. You know, I don't think she really has a particular skill in the sense where, you know, she gets like, it's a trained skill. Only trained skill, you know, that she's really a socialite. You know, she's a socialite. She gets invited to events and gets financially compensated for it. You know, she has to, you know, she appears at certain places and gets, you know, gets money for that. That's the only thing I know about her. I don't really know nothing else about her. Other than she married Kanye and she got a kid with him, there ain't really much about Kim K that is very interesting. Other than that, she looks fine. You know, she's an attractive woman. But that's neither here nor there. So that's really what it is. Like, I don't think Morgan Freeman is really going to talk about that unless his mother goes out there and speaks about it herself. Feel me? Lastly, because I have about, I have about 6 minutes left, I want to talk about what Isaiah Washington said in the tweet. I didn't get to watch what he said on the, I believe, I didn't get to watch what he said on, I believe, in the interview, in his recent interview. But y'all know that Chris Rock, he just was pulled, he put out a tweet where he said he got pulled over by a cop. So he said, wish me luck. Now, Isaiah Washington said something like, yo, you know, he tweeted him, I think, and said, yo, you need to go sell your car and get a car, sell your, because I think, I don't know what kind of car Chris Rock has, but he has a, you know, an expensive car, like, pretty expensive. So I'm like, man, I'm losing my train of thought. He said he should go get you a car that's more, you know, that's more, how should I put it? It's kind of like, it's not expensive, but it's not cheap in a sense where it's like, at the same time, it still costs a little money to, you know, to get that car. Even though I'm sure with Chris Rock, I'm not sure how much he's worth or whatever, but in terms of money, but it shouldn't be a problem for him to really get a car, any car for that, not any car, but at least a decent looking car. And he said he should get a car that's less expensive, so you can kind of like blend in with the average folk and all this kind of stuff, and you know, you have a less chance of getting pulled over. And you know, I'm like, I don't think so. Like, I understand you want to blend in. I mean, you feel he should blend in, but Chris Rock,
I mean, yeah, you're a human being at the end of the day, but man, you gotta live your image, bro. If you, I mean, I'm not saying he gotta get the nicest car out there, but you know, if you want a nice Jag, you feel me? If you want a Lambo, you know, you want one of them new, brand new Porsche. I don't know if it's, I don't know too much about cars, but I'm just saying, if you want them brand new cars, like 2014, 2015 type of vehicles, yo, get it, man. You know, even if you get something that's more average, you're going to get pulled over anyway. You're going to get pulled over with or without a car. You're going to get pulled over if you take the train or the bus. It's the same thing with, like, what's her name? What's that one broad's name? She played in Baby Boy, Taraji P. Henson. Her son just recently got pulled over by a cop pulled over. Well, excuse me, I'm trying to get my train of thought is just boom. He just recently was pulled over by a cop, right? Or a cop made him pulled over at USC, University of South Southern California. And I actually have 3 more minutes left, so I'm about to hurry this up. Anyway, the cop searched his car and everything like that, and she said she found out. Of course, he told her she got tight, said she's going to send her son to Howard University, her alma mater, apparently. She said that she feels if she sent him over there, it's least likely that he's going to actually be, you know, approached by the police. And for unnecessary matter. And I'm like, that don't make sense. I can understand why you want to do it, but at the same time, the outcome of it might still be the same. He could be walking down the street, you know, and the cops might pull him over and say, yo, what you doing on this block? Knowing that this block is a predominantly white neighborhood, the cops might pull him over and say, yo, what you doing here? You got a nice ride. You black. And, you know, they may not say that to him, but they're going to say, yo, what you doing here? So either way, wherever you go, like discrimination, bigotry, hatred, racism, whatever you want to call it, that's going to take place. It's going to take place anywhere you go. You can go outside of the country. For instance, you go to London or something, or you might go to Canada. I'm not even exactly how sure their racism or bigotry or whatever them thing is, or how it is over there, but you can get discriminated over there as well. So to me, it don't matter where you go, what you drive, what you're wearing. Chances are you're still going to get harassed. You know, you could be minding your own business. You never had a record a day in your life. You never had... Like, your nose is clean and everything. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, you be walking, man. You driving, and you just trying to get to where you need to go. You're trying to go to work, or you're trying to go to the supermarket. You're trying to go to your destination, your legal destination, and some cop pull you over because they find you suspicious. You could be even in your own. You could even be in your own spot, chilling outside, and somebody may think that you're a suspect. You look suspicious. So what they do, they call the cops, thinking, well, you look suspicious and whatnot, so we want to make sure that you're legit. So like I said, it don't matter where you go, what you wear, you're going to get harassed. All right, you're going to get harassed. Sometimes that's just how it is. It's unfortunate, but that's just how it is, unfortunately. The best way to do it just to comply with the police, and then, you know, you go about your business. But that's the end of my show for tonight. Hopefully you have a prosperous, lovely Easter, all right, and a lovely week. And prosperous week. But, yeah, I will see y'all next week, same time, same place, all right, on the Underrated Radio. Peace out.